Only 15 states even allow people to vote straight ticket at all. And of them, only North Carolina has this strange anomaly forcing people to cast a separate vote for president. To understand why, let's turn back the clock to 1964.
Our nation's course is abundantly clear.
North Carolina voters elect a Democrat. That year it was Lyndon Johnson, to the White House, as they've done almost exclusively for nearly a century. But the civil rights movement is sweeping America.
I have a dream.
This is a time when white Democrats in the South are uneasy over their party's support for civil rights legislation. Republican presidential candidates begin wooing those voters. And from 1968 on, North Carolina elects Republican presidents almost exclusively. Suddenly, Democrats, who'd long controlled North Carolina politics and instituted the straight-ticket voting rule to begin with, have a problem, says UNC professor Farrell Guillory.
People were going and vote a straight ticket, and therefore they voted for the Republican candidate for governor and other offices. And so the Democrats in the legislature, as a defensive measure, enacted a law separating the presidential vote from the state offices that you could still vote a straight ticket.
From then on, it was not uncommon for North Carolina to elect Republicans for president, but Democrats for governor. Republican state lawmakers tried repeatedly over the years to change the straight party rule back, but Democrats controlled the legislature and blocked them. Last year, when Republican lawmakers were in power, they tried again, but dropped the bill early on. Catawba College political scientist Michael Bitzer says that's because Democratic Governor Bev Perdue was likely to veto it anyway. But Bitzer says if Republicans maintain control of the legislature and win the governor's mansion this year,
the bill probably will fly through the General Assembly.
For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.